Hello and welcome to Jimmy's Three Things. I got three things in the world of baseball I want to discuss today. One, fan requested, which players are the best and worst at taking ball four on 3-2 counts in the zone? Very specific. We found out. Hardest pitchers to prep for if you're looking to jump the first pitch. So which pitchers throw the most at you in an 0-0 count? And then we got a bunch of fun facts, maybe into Hunter Green, what changed, because I like looking at that stuff. That might be the third. We'll see. I like to leave that. It's a flex third. It's a flex third here on Jimmy's Three Things, which is always brought to you by Dan Patrick Productions, John Boy Media, and Workhouse Media. All right, quick break, and then we will start. Topic number one, this comes from Doug, not funny Doug. He replied and said, I'm not sure where to post a request for Jimmy Lytics, but I was wondering about the data for strike three walks. Basically, which team and players are the best at taking full count walks on balls in the zone? Kind of the reverse of catcher framing. And I do think there is batter framing. You saw Jeter do it a lot. You see guys just like leave the box early. I think there is batter framing. Guys will bend their knees as it crosses or stay tall. Talked about it on some breakdowns before. I don't think it's as prominent. I don't know if you can keep tabs on it. But I do kind of think you can manipulate umpires. As long as umpires are human, they can get got. So I did look into this. And let me find, okay, Ohtani has the most with four. Four times Ohtani has had a full count. The pitcher threw a strike three, and the umpire said, take your base. We can go look at them right here and see if we think Ohtani's framing these pitchers or not. But kind of a fun name to pop up as number one on the list. As these videos load for me, I don't know why they're taking so long. Jesse Winker has three. A lot of players have three. Winker, Devers, Grossman, a lot of lefties. Grossman is switch hitter. Lawrence Butler, your favorite. Tavares, Contreras, James Nolan, Seiya Suzuki, Kyle Schwarber. How many of those are lefties that have like that have these in bunches? So of all the players that have this three or more times happen to them, Shohei's lefty, Winker's lefty, Devers is lefty, Grossman is switch, so one of his three is lefty, Butler's a lefty, Tavares is switch, two of his are lefty. All right, Wilson Contreras is a righty, so he's got three. Nolan's a lefty, Suzuki's a righty, Schwarber's a lefty. That's a lot of lefties that get this in bunches. These videos aren't going to load. Okay, I'm back. Turns out Baseball Savant is just down, so I can't pull the footage right away in live time. So I went, I'm not going to be able to get all the players. I went and got the top three. I got Ohtani, Winker, and Devers. We'll take a look at these pitches and see if there's any common theme. Do we think the batter is selling that it's not a strike, or do we think they're just close pitches? Here is Ohtani. And kind of wild that another stat, Ohtani leads the league in. Guy does it all.
That was a strike. He jumped.
The announcer goes, that was... Okay, so the announcer talks about it right away.
That was a strike. He jumped out of the way like he was...
Wow, announcer all over it. What we were looking for, right away, announcer's like, he jumped out of the way like he was about to get hit. Let's watch it again. You can see it's coming in. Let's get a little closer to it, maybe. Okay, so it's coming in. And at here, you can see Ohtani get his leg straight, jumps up, and then backs out and goes to first. And the catcher is trying to do his job. It's not the greatest frame. And the catcher set up for an outside pitch, and then he has to reach all the way across. So a lot of things going against the pitcher here. Ohtani's working his butt off to frame it as a ball. Pitcher working his butt off to frame it, but the pitcher missed the spot. He set up wrong, and nope. All right, let's see the next one.
Big A later this year. Here's the payoff from Sandoval. Otani takes. Ball four.
Okay, announcers are laughing again. What happens here? Same thing. Little slider. They say it's in the zone. It's probably in the zone. I mean, where he catches it is low, but it looks like where it crosses is probably around there. If you look at Otani's head, looking dead center there. Could be low. One could be low. They have it as a strike. How does Otani handle this one? Because it's not inside. Well, before the ump makes his call, he's out of there. Which is kind of natural. I think a lot of guys do that. Gets the call. Doesn't look back either. Ooh, okay. This is Otani as well. Set up outside. Oh, hits his spot. Man, Otani was out of there fast. He just dips fast, but before the catcher's even done with his frame, Otani's out of the box. Pitcher not happy, flexing. All right, here's the next one. I think that one's high. They want it as a strike. I don't think that gets called that often, unless he's calling that all game. But again, Otani, he's out of there fast. He's calling his own game. All right, let's see if the other guys, Winker does this as well. Another lefty. It's like the same pitch as the last one with Otani. It's high. It's outside. They have it as a strike. As soon as the catcher catches it, Winker's not even looking. So, yeah, batters definitely do sell this stuff. I wonder if there's batters who don't do it and they never get this call. Same thing again. That's a strike. 3-2, bottom of the ninth. That's exactly where he wants the pitch. Winker turns. I have no idea how much that actually affects an umpire or not. Has that one outside. And Winker's not doing as much. He's just swinging the bat. Otani was really running out of the box. Yeah, a Winker is more normal, how he's taking his pads off and stuff. That's what I feel like is more normal to see. Otani just running out. Devers. Devers just backing away slowly. Pitch could be low. It's a nice pitch. Wow, look at this terrible angle. Where are we? Oh, this is the first one. Look at all. Good angle. Decent enough angle. Nice angle. Good angle of the broadcast. Nice angle. All those are very similar. And then you go to this one, and you're like, what are we watching? No idea where it is. Okay, so Devers does a slow backwards pedal out of the box. Like a, oh, that one. That one he just turns and runs. That's a ball. I don't know why they have that as a strike. That's a ball, in my opinion. So those are the best guys at framing, I guess. A lot of lefties at the top of the leaderboard. If I change it to team, which team as a collective have the most full count walks on pitches in the zone? That's the question that Not Funny Doug posed. The Cubs and then the Brewers. Cubs with 11 and the Brewers with 10. Then Toronto, then Texas. Worst, Twins, then Seattle. Come on, guys. Baltimore's down there, so I don't know how much bearing this has on anything. Switch it to pitchers. Which pitching team doesn't get this call the most? They're just getting railroaded by the umpires. Milwaukee. Wow. Okay, they're leading on both sides. That's not great. Boston. Miami is the best. They always get the call. Or maybe they're just never in this position. They're just never throwing nice strikes 3-2. Who knows? They got a good pitching staff. So if I go by player, which pitchers, singular, Brian Bello, Nick Lodolo, Aaron Nola, all lead with 4. Okay. So that answers the question posed by Doug, Not Funny Doug. Now, moving on to the second topic of the show, and I actually did a ton of research into this one. Dalton helped me, and Dalton said he was watching Seth Lugo game, and they said that Lugo throws the most amount of pitches, different types of pitches in 0-0 counts. So first pitch of the at-bat, he's throwing the kitchen sink at you. So he, Dalt put a note down, like, maybe that's interesting. I said, that is kind of interesting. I kind of want to see where I can, where I get to in a river of webs. And he found the top 10 guys that have good mixes. So Seth Lugo. Well, I'll show you the pie charts if you're watching on YouTube. If you're just listening, the top 10 guys that we found: Seth Lugo, Chris Bassett, Max Fried, Michael Lorenzen, Kenta Maeda, Michael Wacha, Hunter Brown, Luis Severino, that surprised me, Gavin Stone, and Mitch Keller. So here's the pie chart. Seth Lugo throws eight different pitches. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Has thrown eight different pitches. 0-0. First pitch of the at-bat, he's thrown eight different pitches. And then next up, Max Fried has thrown one, two, three, four, five, six, seven different pitches. Lorenzen has thrown seven different pitches. Kenta Maeda has thrown eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight different pitches, but one changeup. So, but eight. And then Hunter Brown. So these are guys that just have really solid mixes. They might not be up there with eight. They throw six, but they have good mixes. Hunter Brown has a pretty solid mix of six pitches, the lowest being 8% of the time. Luis Severino, now when he was on the Yankees, it was fastball slider. He started working on a change. So I'm kind of surprised he has all these pitches. But also, you know, sweepers getting removed from sliders helps a lot of pitchers out here if they manipulate their breaking balls. Severino has six different pitches, and his lowest is 8.2%. Gavin Stone has six different pitches. Is that all? I think there were some others. Maybe not. Mitch Keller, his chart's on here. Anyway, so I went and I did a ton of digging into this, and I wanted to see, basically my question was, if you're a batter, which one of these guys is the hardest? If you're a batter that likes jumping first pitch fastball and you want that ability, you're in your back pocket, which one of these pitchers is the hardest and to just sit a pitch, first pitch against them? So what I did was I broke it down by a lot, like the highest percentage. So Chris Bassett's thrown eight different pitches to start at bats, but 45% of the time he's throwing his sinker. So you can bank on that pretty nicely. That's nice. Lowest percent, like Kenta Maeda only threw one changeup. Mitch Keller has a pitch he only threw once. How many pitches do they have over 10% of the time? Lorenzen has thrown six different pitches over 10% of the time. Same with Wacha. Wacha. So that's a lot. Whereas Bassett, again, only three of his eight are over 10% of the time. So he's kind of getting removed for me from this category. And then you got to remember that lefties and righties prep for pitchers much differently, because starting pitchers' arsenals versus lefties can be completely different versus righties. So that's also something of note. Like Luis Severino has thrown six different pitches in an 0-0 counts, but to righties he's only thrown four, because those are his main pitches. And to righties, 45% of the time he's throwing a sinker. Whereas with Bassett, to righties, 57% of the time he's throwing a sinker. So those guys, you can sit sinker, like, you know, almost a coin flip. You can figure that out. Same with Mitch Keller at the end. But if you look at, if you're a righty and you're prepping for Wacha, he's got four different pitches he throws 15% or more. So that's a decent amount. You got to put all those in your head. I looked at first time through. So if you're first at bat of a game, a lot of pitchers will throw only two pitches the first time through, then bring in more pitches as the game goes on. So I wanted to see which pitchers right away through. First time through And most of them stayed consistent. Like, they threw all their pitches the first time through the batting order, which I thought was kind of crazy. I thought it was going to be way lower than that. And then I broke that down by righties and lefties. So first time through to righties, you got, who's this? We're eliminating Max Fried. 40% of the time, he's throwing a fastball to righties. But to lefties, he's got a lot of different pitches. So this name, four pitches, throws, Kenta Maeda throws four pitches 18% of the time, first time through, facing righties. So that's a lot you got to worry about. You can't just pick a pitch and hunt it, really. You can, but you're not going to have the greatest success rate. To lefties, you got Gavin Stone throws five pitches to lefties on a first pitch of the at-bat, and five of them are 13% or more, all five. And it's pretty evenly distributed. The pie chart there was kind of fun. See if I can pull that up for you guys. I'll show you the pie chart. So I have all the names here. So let's go. All the names here. The count is 0-0. The batter handedness is right. Is that what we're looking at? First time through to lefties. No. So we'll go to lefties. And then you can go metric range, and you can say batter first time through the order. Then we have all these pitchers. And it's going to give us a graph, which makes it very easy to look at. So if you're a lefty batter and you're facing Gavin Stone and you want to say, hey, what's this guy? Is the first pitch I'm going to get a fastball? Is that sitting around 50% of the time, which some pitchers are? Okay, I'm going to sit first pitch fastball if I'm feeling good. But with Gavin Stone, you're a lefty batter. You're facing Gavin Stone. You're prepping this to see what he's been doing versus lefties. And you're like, oh, 37% of the time it's a fastball. But then you got 25% of the time it's a changeup, 17% sinker, and 10% cutter. So it's a decent split for him. Who else had a good one? Who's this? Hunter Brown had a good one. Hunter Brown, and he might be the third topic. He has four pitches 17% of the time or more. But the four-seam fastball is 43% to lefties. But the mix of knuckle, curve, changeup, cutter, all sitting 16% or more. So you have to respect that. Where the slider is 4% and the sinkers, he's done it one time. So you don't even really need to look at those. All right, so then the last qualifier, I thought, is, and because recently Judge told a story about Soto in the hitting room prepping for a game, and Soto said, because it was a pitcher Soto had seen a lot, and he was like, yeah, he throws that pitch, you know, 15% of the time, but he doesn't throw it for a strike. He's throwing it swing and miss. So I try to put that out of my head. So I thought, okay, how many different pitches do these guys throw in the zone first pitch of the at-bat? Like, get me over curve or this or that, and or, you know, how many times are they putting it in the zone? And that's where we truly eliminated a ton of people. So I cut it off at 15%. Because if you tell a batter 85% of the time he throws that pitch, it's out of the zone, they're going to say, well, if I can recognize it, I'm not going to swing, or I'm not even going to look for it. I'm not even going to put it in my brain. So you got Chris Bassitt here, who throws a ton of pitches, but only one pitch is he throwing in the zone to righty's first pitch. So basically, even though Chris Bassitt throws a ton of pitches, if you are a righty facing him, you should sit sinker first pitch and just have at it. Because once you get deeper and he's got that arsenal, then he can get you out many different ways. If you're a lefty, he'll throw three different pitches that high. Seth Lugo, the other guy who's thrown eight different pitches in 0-0 counts, he's only got two pitches that he's throwing in the zone at a decent clip. The guys with the highest are these two right here, Lorenzen and Maeda. Lorenzen has three different pitches to righties he's thrown in the zone and four to lefties, and Maeda is the reverse, which kind of makes sense. And also down here, Gavin Stone, he's all in the zone to both with multiple pitches. I think Sebi was two. So I didn't look at the results. like, do these numbers actually mean anything? And I'm going to do that now. So now I'm going to, and you're going to find out, like, from my, let's see, I'll make a decision. Who is the hardest to prep for? Okay. I think you got in the zone the lefties, in the zone to righties. So if you're a righty, I'm going to say Maeda looks hard, but I know he's not having a great season. I don't know about the rest. I think they're all having good seasons. In the zone to lefties, Lorenzen seems like he's going to be tough on lefties and tough on righties, because not only is he's in the zone with four different pitches and he throws them a decent amount, and to righties, he's got a nice pie chart. Lorenzen, I'm going to put on my list of, I think when we find the data, he's going to be good at this. Not getting ahead on strike one, or not giving up hits strike one. Who else has got some good notes here? Hunter Brown got four to lefties. I'm gonna say Hunter Brown to lefties is good. If you're a lefty facing Hunter Brown, I think that's a tough task. And then who's this down here? Gavin Stone? Looks good, too. Now, I would guess Maeda as well, just so I'm not. Maeda just had so many pitches. He had a lot of pitches, but he had so many that you don't throw. You're almost wasting his time. But per the numbers, I would say Maeda is tough to prep against as well. All right. Now I'm going to go look at all these pitchers. And in our search results, change included stats, we're going to say give us whiff rate, give us batting average, slugging percentage. Ooh, the amount of barrels. I like that. Maybe expected batting average and expected slug instead. True numbers. I don't know if they're true numbers. Expect, but whatever. Hits. Whiffs. Swings. Okay. Oh, wait. Do they have outs? No. Wish they just had out. Okay. So we've got our Lorenzen has given up the least amount of hits, and Michael Wacha's given up the most amount of hits on first pitch. Ooh, Stone's given up a lot of hits on first pitch too, so I'm wrong there. Stone has the most amount of whiffs though. Then Seve, then Fried, then Brown. Oh, look at this. Kenta Maeda, not a lot of swings, but a lot of hits. 305 expected batting average against for Maeda. 370 for Bassett. It makes sense. People have to be hunting first pitch Bassett after you look at those stats. Seve's got a low expected batting average. Expected slugs, some of these are in the negatives. How's a Maeda's expected slug? So when people are swinging first pitch against Maeda, they are like crushing it, but they don't swing that often. Chris Bassett has a negative slug. I don't know how that works. Seth Lugo, negative expected slug. Might have to change this to actual slugging percentage because I know in... Oh, no, that's slug minus... Okay, I see what I did. I did actual slugging percentage minus expected slugging percentage. Not what I wanted. So we're just going to go to slugging percentage now. And Hunter Brown's got the best or the lowest slugging percentage, and Bassett's got the highest. Yeah. Okay, so our research on Bassett came out to be pretty true. Like, out of all these guys we were looking at, you can sit against him. Now, Wacha also has a lot of barrels, but Bassett has a lot of barrels and not a lot of misses. So people are sitting fastball against him for sure. Let's change this to just righties, results for righties. Oh, bad gateway. No, say it ain't so. Oh, Baseball Savant, don't crap out of me. All right, righties. Let's go back to our original data. To righties, I said that Lorenzen and Stone looked like they were going to be good. Most amount of hits. Stone's got the most, so nope. Lorenzen tied for least with Seve. Lorenzen's got not a lot of whiffs. Doesn't generate that many swings. 280 expected batting average, 458 slug. So when they are hitting Lorenzen, hitting him a lot. Oh, but Stone's got the highest whiff percentage, then Maeda, then Fried, then Lorenzen. I've been lost. I just got lost in what I'm even like looking at. Chris Bassett, no whiffs, like four whiffs. So when they swing at the first pitch, they are connecting. Let's switch this to lefties. Who did I have for lefties? Lorenzen, Hunter Brown, I said good versus lefties, and Stone. Lorenzen has only given up three hits to lefties. Fried's the best. Just stuff-wise, so good. Seve's the worst, so... And that's Seve's a righty. Fried's a lefty. Makes sense. Lorenzen being a righty and having such great numbers versus lefties is kind of cool. Does he have the lowest whiff percentage? Lorenzen has the lowest whiff percentage, so guys just putting it in play more. Expected batting average and slug, not great. Or not bad. Who's the worst? Wait, Stone... Second best when it comes to expected slug after Fried, who's just really good. Stone's got the best expected batting average. Okay. No barrels for Seve. Seve's crushing it. Waka's given up a lot. Bassett's given up a lot. So I think the only thing we learned was the opposite of what I was searching for, is righties hit Bassett pretty well first pitch. Now I'm going to delete these names and just find out which pitcher has given up the most hits on the first pitch of the at-bat. Like, which pitcher has been jumped the most? I'll do not even, don't even care if it's a righty or a lefty batter. Which pitcher's been jumped the most first pitch of at bat? Something my Yankees have been struggling with lately. Okay, hits. God damn it. Dakota Hudson, 30. Brendan Fott, 24, Framber Valdez, 23, Logan Webb, 22, J.P. Sears, 22, Nestor Cortez, 21, Zach Wheeler, Michael King, Waka's up here, kind of. A lot of guys have zero, so that's cool. What if I do by team? Which team, as a collective, do their pitchers get jumped first pitch the most? The Yankees are the least. I think that's changing. I think that's why they're being bad lately. Who's the most? Rockies, Phillies, Milwaukee, San Francisco. Sometimes the better you are as a pitcher, the more they want to swing. Detroit's got the highest whiff percentage on first pitch, then Houston. I don't know if these are telling at all. So we got some fun facts for you to end it out. Rangers outfielder Ryan Langford is the first rookie in MLB history with a cycle, a grand slam, and an inside-the-park home run in his rookie season. First rookie in MLB. Okay, cool. Rookie. Oh, lights turned off on me in the room. There have been two occasions in the modern era in which an MLB team won a game while having six or fewer hits and striking out more than 20 times. Holy shit. Struck out more than 20 times, had less than six hit. Rockies today at White Sox, and Rockies on May 14th at Red Sox. So when the Rockies play a Sox, they're going to strike out a ton, not hit, but still manage to win. And Rocks will always defeat Sox, no matter how much they get put through. Sox can withhold a lot, but eventually Rocks will win out and tear those things apart. The Orioles hit a franchise record 60 home runs in the month of June and became only the third AL-NL team to do so in a month. AL-NL, so team? Only the third AL/NL team, so just team. And became the third team to do so in a month. Cool. Yankees, 74 in April in 2019, juiced ball galore, and Braves, 61 in June 2023. The Twins suffered their sixth consecutive loss by one run. Oh, my goodness. Their bullpen just shot and for nothing. It is the first time it's happened to the Twins since September 24th, 30th of 1972. Damn. Giants recorded 10 doubles and finished with a season-high 11 extra base hits on Sunday. That's a positive one. 1972 Twins. Let's see if Baseball Reference works. Schedule. 1972 Twins, September 24th through 30th. Let's see if any of those were devastating. September 24th. Oh, we had a doubleheader through 30th. And then they finally won by one run. So the first one, they were down 2-0 in the bottom of the eighth. They scored one run. They couldn't figure it out. It was against the California Angels. Twins, Killebrew, Darwin, George Mitterwald, Rudy May, complete game, one earned run, Jim Perry. Then the next game, Oakland Athletics versus the Twins. Look at these old logos. It's kind of cool. And they lost in extra innings, 1-0. Twins or A's walked them off. Bert Blyleven, good old Bert, got no help. No help from his team. Come on. So that's two in a row. And then I believe this is a doubleheader. So they went 11 innings. Oh, they had bat. They had, is this true? They had, look at this, three walk-offs in a row and the first all against Oakland. And on Wednesday was a doubleheader. And then Thursday a day game. So Wednesday, it was, what? The first game was at 6:02 p.m. And then it went 11 innings. The next game started at 9:17, so straight. That was probably straight through, if I'm doing math correctly. 6:02 plus 2 hours and 44 minutes brings you to 8:48. So this game ended at 8:48. And the next game started at 9:17. So, yeah, you got like 50 minutes or so in between. And then it went 10 innings again, and the offense did nothing again, and they lose in extras. So back-to-back walk-offs in the same day. Now, if this third game on Thursday is a day game, it is. 1:33 p.m. Did they lose three games in one 24-hour stretch? So this game started at 1:33 and was 3 hours long. So that's 1:33, 4:33. So it ended at 4:33 and game one started. At 6 at night. Okay. So this series, has this ever happened? They played three games within the course of 24 hours. They played 11, 21, 30 innings. I got to type this down somewhere. 30 innings within 24 hours swept Twins, Oakland. Anyone going to talk about this? 1972. Feels like a big deal. Maybe this was not a big deal back then. To me, that's crazy. Within 24 hours, They played and lost three games, all by one run. That sucks. Then they leave Oakland. They say, okay, that was hell. Let's get out of there. And they go play the Angels, where they lose. They give up two runs in the second inning. They only score one. They lose by one again. What a stretch. And then they play the Angels the next day. And, oh, man, they scratch and claw in the ninth. They push two across, but can't get the third one to tie the game. Nolan Ryan pitching in the ninth. Damn. Then, after that, Angels again, but they beat them. Hell yeah, they put up three. To lose three games within a 24-hour stretch, that stinks. And this was Jimmy's Three Things. Thank you very much for tuning in.